This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. I just heard the top of the hour news, and we're talking about don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media, right? And here's something that I challenge the news reporting to be inaccurate. So, Alec Baldwin pointed a revolver at his cinematographers, and it went off. He says he didn't squeeze the trigger, but it's been found out that no matter what they did to this revolver, they couldn't make it fire without squeezing the trigger. Second point, the cinematographer was shot at point-blank range when he pointed the revolver at her. It was loaded. He pointed at her. You never point a loaded weapon at anything that you do not plan to destroy. The revolver allegedly had mixed rounds between blanks and a live round. A blank, class, a round cartridge, and consists of several components. There's a brass case. There's a primer. That's what the hammer or the firing pin hits. The primer. The primer makes a big spark. It ignites the powder, the gunpowder, if you will, in the cartridge. And the explosion pushes out the bullet. The bullet may be a jacketed round. It may be a lead bullet. Well, if you look at a blank and if you look at a live round, they look similar from the case and the primer's perspective. But right at the end of the case, the brass case, is either one of two things. A seal, and typically they're red, like red cardboard, it's flat. And it stops right before the case ends. So it's a flat seal to keep the gunpowder in the case. If it's a live round, it has a bullet on the end of it. They don't look the same. You can tell one of them's real and one of them doesn't look real. How they can be intermixed, I don't know. But the point that I'm taking exception with, is that they said this was a prop gun. It was not a prop gun. It was a real revolver, a real revolver that could shoot real cartridges. Now, maybe they're saying a real revolver was used as a prop. Maybe that's just the twisting of the English language that I have problems with. How could this happen? Well, evidently, the armorer allegedly was high on drugs. Would you ever point a revolver at your dog or your cat, even if it's unloaded? Of course not. I'm a NRA certified range safety officer. And when we went through NRA training, you know, in preparation of making sure that the firing range is safe, it was drilled into our heads over and over and over and over and over again. You never point even an unloaded weapon at anything that you do not want to destroy. Even if you're 100% sure it's not loaded, you don't do it. And so what is the story that you hear? I didn't know it was loaded. I didn't mean to kill her or him. I didn't know it was loaded. The quote would be, I didn't know the gun was loaded. It's unbelievable. So it was a real handgun revolver. And whose responsibility is it to make sure that safety is being practiced? Everyone that handles that weapon, that revolver. If the armorer handles it, the armorer needs to make sure that it's safe. Needs to make sure that blanks are not intermixed with live rounds. Then the next person that picks it up, Alec Baldwin, it's his responsibility, even though he saw the armorer open up the cylinder, extract all the cartridges, look at every single one, put them back in, then Alec Baldwin gets it, and it's his job to do the same thing right then and there again. Even though he saw it, it's his job to do it again, to make absolutely 100% sure. And then you never point a weapon, whether it's loaded or not, whether it's a BB gun, an airsoft pistol, even a squirt gun, at anything that you don't intend to destroy. Never. And he pointed it right at her chest, squeezed the trigger, and bang, she got killed. And he doesn't know how the gun went off. The revolver. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's next in line for appearing in court. And seriously, a blank, when a blank goes off, I mean, you've seen Westerns, you see smoke come out of the muzzle. There's also fragments of the end of the blank that go flying out, cardboard. It'll blind you. Nobody in his right mind would point a unloaded or loaded weapon at anything he or she did not want to destroy. Kathy, any comments?
You know, Vince, there's no common sense. I don't understand him. Why did he even do it in the first place? I mean, even if he thought he was joking around, like you said, to put it right up to somebody's chest and just squeeze the trigger, that's just so irresponsible. I don't get it either.
Right. So when we look at these actors and actresses in Hollywood and movie producers, it's hard to have respect for any of them. It really, really is. Klaus, you heard at the top of our news that the Fed wants to bring inflation down to around 2%. Now think about that. The Federal Reserve, wants to bring inflation down to around 2%. How could they do that if they didn't cause inflation? They couldn't, right? So where does inflation come from? It comes from the printing of digits. That's where it comes from. And we said there would be hyperinflation as a result of Donald Trump's $600 gifts, followed by Joe Biden's. We said it would be hyperinflation. So what does that mean? I'm looking at a flyer right here. Boomgars. It's a sale flyer. $7.99 for a quart of Valvoline synthetic engine oil. $32.99 if you want 5 quarts. Fencing. We bought engine oil for our farm several years ago during the Biden administration for $3.49 a quart. Now it's $7.99 a quart. Is that 4%? How about this? How about barbed wire? Comes in a what they call a bale of barbed wire. It's a round roll with a handle on it. Four point barbed wire, $104.99. The last time I bought it, 8 years ago, $34.99. How about this? How about salt? Now, these are things that farmers need. Barbed wire, engine oil, salt for the cows. Well, last time I bought salt, It was $4.49 for a 50-pound block with trace minerals. $4.49. So I bought two pallets of it. That's 4,000 pounds. 50-pound blocks. It's brown in color. I looked up the price today. Tractor Supply Company has the same salt, $8.19. From $4.49 to $8.19 during the Biden administration. It's almost 2X. So when they talk about 4% inflation, that's not for you. That's not for you to believe. That's for the GDP. Because you know that's not true. Kathy?
Well, you know, Vince, look at fuel. All kinds of fuel. Look at airfare. Food, certain foods are just, you know, it's just crazy. And, I mean, it goes back to just, we got to, like, outthink them. I mean, even, like, salt for our water softener, that's gone up quite a bit, too. I know you bought a lot of it, Vince, but it just keeps going up. So I don't understand how they can calculate. You know, I did read an article, and the woman was in France, and she said that based on her keeping records in the last 2 years from what she did, she goes, her groceries have gone up between 30 and 50% as an average. She said, obviously, some things have doubled, but others haven't. So that's 30 to 50% just for her.
Kathy, how much is a large bag of potato chips now? $6 or $7, right? $6 or $7?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
These are potato chips. I mean, nobody needs potato chips. Nobody.
No.
They're not good for you. Nobody needs them. And they're extremely expensive. And soda is really expensive. In Australia, there is a shortage of CO2, so they're having trouble making soda. Not a little bit of trouble. A lot of trouble. People haven't had it for a couple weeks because they can't find it. It's not available in Australia. So, and that's because the government got involved in taking the CO2 that is a byproduct of making fertilizer, and they've sequestered the CO2 into the ground to keep everybody safe. But now they can't have soda because they can't get the CO2 in the bottles to make the soda because the government said, y'all can't be, we got to clean up the planet.
Yep.
Kathy, I did a quick analysis to make a loaf of bread, a 1.5-pound loaf of bread. I make it every couple of days for the dogs love the cubes that I dry out for them, and they're treats, and it's great for training instead of dog biscuits, because if you read a box of dog biscuits, it has a lot of unpronounceables in the ingredients, and there aren't any unpronounceables in the ingredients with the bread that I make for them and dry out and cut into little cubes. So 2.9 cents for the electricity. So if you're wondering how much electricity does a bread maker use at 10 cents a kilowatt, 2.9 cents. So it's a real bargain. And, Kathy, I cannot imagine going to the store for milk, and I can't imagine going to the store for bread. If I want bread, it's 3 hours away, 3 hours and 11 minutes away. It takes 5 minutes to make it, and then hit the start button, and 3 hours and 11 minutes later, you got a nice loaf of warm bread. And, you know, bread's not good for you, but if you eat it in moderation, it's probably okay. But it's way better than buying bread at the supermarket, because there are a lot of ingredients in supermarket bread that you don't have to put in your bread. There's flour and water and sugar and salt and yeast and...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, where would you like to go next?
Well, Vince, real quick with the bread, and then I want to do a real quick thing with the pet food. With bread, a baker that I had spoke to was telling me that what he would recommend for people, if you have fresh bread that you make yourself, or obviously he had a bakery, he said that what he would recommend is to slice it all, and if you're going to eat it, whatever you're going to eat that day, obviously you leave it out. But if you're not going to eat it, he said he would recommend putting it in the freezer. Just have it all sliced, double bag it, roll it as tight as you can, and then take out your slices. He said it will stay fresher in the freezer than if you put it in the refrigerator because of the moisture in the refrigerator. From what he said it dries it out. So that's an issue. You and I both know if you make bread and you don't eat it in the next day or two, it gets pretty dry. So that's something to try anyway. So.
Kathy, here's what we do. You know those bags that they have at the produce departments of supermarkets on a little roll and you pull off one, put your bananas in or whatever you're going to put in there? Mm-hmm. We bought two rolls of those many years ago. And we put the bread in them, so it's a fresh bag, and I take the bread out of the bread machine and let it cool for, let's say, an hour or so, and then the moisture evaporates from it, and then I put it in the bag, twist the end and fold the bag under the loaf of bread and put it on a full-size dinner plate, and then I put the dinner plate and the bread in the bag inside the microwave oven, which is the range hood, and that's where we keep it. And it could last 3 or 4 days easily, right like that. So I have not found the need for us to put bread in the freezer, because the when it gets down to, let's say, a third of a loaf or half a loaf or a quarter of a loaf, I will cut it into, I'll take a knife and I'll cut it and cross-cut it into cubes, and then I'll slice the cubes so I have like 100 of them, and I can put them on a flat dinner plate, put that in the microwave oven for 1 minute to drive off the moisture, and then leave that out for an hour or so, and they're crunchy for the dogs. That works great, because what a microwave oven does is it excites the water molecules in food and heats them up, and then just take, but you got to take the plate with the bread on it out of the microwave oven immediately. Otherwise, it's going to rain inside the microwave oven. But it works really, really well. So, pet food, what's up with pet food?
Well, there's a big issue with pet food right now. And for those that didn't hear the whole thing, there's a recall. There's many pet food that are available. The problem that I'm seeing is that the FDA has not really come out and said anything. They said they have 18 months to answer. In the meanwhile, dogs are dying. There's been, I think, 200 or 300 that have died, and there's also like 700 that have been sickened. But one story was very sad, Vince. The man had three dogs, and the two older ones ended up dying, and the third one made it, but is still pretty sick. It sounds like he'll make it. So what you're seeing is that they don't know for sure. So there's one theory that says it could be something in a supplement or an ingredient that all these pet food companies are buying from someone. That's the part that nobody has been able to figure out yet. Another theory is that they're wondering if there's a pesticide or an insecticide of some type in it, because there's been a lot of bleeding, like bloody diarrhea, bloody vomiting, lethargy. I mean, and if you think about how even like something like rat poison works, you know, that's what you have. So there's a couple websites that you could go on. One is called Saving One Pet at a Time. I think she's got a blog. I don't think she's on YouTube or anything. And another one, a lady's on YouTube. Her name is Dr. Judy Morgan. And she's trying to get veterinarians and labs to do an honest evaluation. So I just want to bring it to everybody's attention. The one of the comments, and that's what I like to read what people have to say.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation departments.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer, at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy, do you have more on pet food that you want to share?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, Vince. There's a list on those websites. There's another vet that I really like online on YouTube. His name is Dr. Andrew Jones. It's called Veterinary Secrets. He does a real short synopsis today. If you click on it, I would like him because he gives you a lot of good information for pet owners that don't cost you a lot of money. And he was basically drummed out of the veterinary industry in Canada. They kept fining him because he would say, you can do this for your dog instead of giving them this expensive medication. So I like him a lot. And Vince, what the one comment that really broke my heart was the guy that lost his dog only gave them 3 meals and they were dead. they must have gotten one that was obviously really bad. So I, this is just me. I agree with what you said before. If you've got anything that I'm seeing, it looks like it's probably in the last couple months, maybe December is when a lot of this started to come out in the open. So I wouldn't do anything with those brands when you look it up. I would try to go with a different brand, or if you try something, maybe have an older bag that hasn't been recalled. The problem is none of the pet food companies are admitting anything. And what they're doing, Vince, is there was somebody that reported that they found bags of dog food being dumped in the dump. Now, that's good and bad. You know, it's bad in a way because if animals get into that, or you have feral cats or dogs that are roaming around or any other animals, they're going to get sick. But why are they dumping it if there's not a problem? And then the other thing they're doing is they're marking these pet foods down in price. So people are going to pick them up going, oh, this is a good deal. It's a third offer. It's a half off. So the problem is you just don't know. So just be aware if you notice any sickness in your dog, seizures, lethargy, refusing to eat, you know, just be really careful. So I did want to just get that in there, Vince, because it just breaks my heart to these people are writing in and talking about how they lost their pet. So.
Yeah, what we do here at the farm, and Class, you can do this too, we buy 55-gallon food-grade barrels, and we buy them from the people who use the ingredients from the barrels in their manufacturing. So, for example, there's a company that buys date syrup from Africa, and their business is taking 55-gallon drums of it and pouring it off into little jars and selling it on the Internet. So we can buy the date syrup from the barrels for the date syrup empty, and we scrub them out. And then these are barrels that have removable, they're steel, and they have removable steel lids with a gasket. But the gaskets are no good by the time you get the barrels. And so what we do is we rinse them out, put them in the sun, let the sun dry them thoroughly, and then we can put three bags of dog food, three 50-pound bags or 48 pounds or 55 pounds, whatever the size of the day happens to be. Some manufacturers keep changing the size of the dog food bags. But roughly three bags will fit in one of these 55-gallon barrels with the removable seal lid. And then we put the lid on, and we keep it for months and months and months. And we look for the recalls. So we might have it even for a year, because dog food sealed in its bag can last 2 years. I'm talking about the crunchy dog food, like Purina brand. So we have, we probably have 40 or 50 of these barrels with different things in them to store all kinds of things at our farm. So we keep it out of the sun. We try to keep it at a constant temperature. And that's how we store it. Now, mice can't get in there. Mice don't even know about it. They can't climb up the side of the barrel, and if they could, they still can't chew through the steel. So it really, really works well. So that's one thought. So you can keep the, you know, the dog food, the cat food for months. And they don't recommend it, obviously. They want you to have the fresh dog food, but it kind of seals the smells in, you know, the dogs and cats like. So that's what we do. Kathy, back to you.
And one last comment with that, Vince, is, you know, they want you, sometimes the pet food companies want you to send it back. And, I mean, if you want to send them a small sample, like a half a cup, otherwise hang on to it, put it in a, like a bucket, you know, with a secure lid or something like that, and mark it with an X so you know nothing can get in there. But that way you have it as proof if your dog was sickened or injured. Plus, they may want you to sign something. So if you sign something, like say, oh, we're going to give you a couple $100 for your vet bill, then there's a good chance you could be given up if there's ever a lawsuit that to go after them, especially if you've lost your dog or let's say you have a $5,000, you know, vet bill or something like that. So I guess, Vince, you know, wanted to make people aware. So I think that's all I have on that topic, though, Vince.
Okay, I've got a couple quick thoughts, five-minute university lessons. So, class, I mentioned that I bought a conversion carburetor. Bam bought a high-pressure washer for the farm, and it has a 212cc engine. It's a common engine size, 7 horsepower. And I didn't want to start this thing up with gasoline, because once you put gasoline with alcohol in it, the carburetor starts corroding immediately. So I bought for $28 on eBay a propane conversion carburetor, and I'll let you know how that works. And then I bought a propane 3/8 of an inch hose, 12 feet long, that I can hook up to a propane gas cylinder, you know, the kind for barbecue. So the idea is if this thing were to use a gallon of gasoline per hour, it will probably use about a gallon of propane per hour, so I would get about 4 hours out of one of those cylinders. Now, it's more expensive to use that, but I'm not going to ever have to replace the carburetor because it was corroded by gasoline, and that's the point. Another thing is can openers. You know, the kind you crank by hand? I think it's different, different, different. So each time I use a can opener, I wash the lid of the can I'm opening, and I rinse off the can opener and put it in the dish basket so it can dry off. But over time, it gets harder and harder to crank. A drop of vegetable oil on the pivot points, the moving parts, you know, the shaft, fixes that right up. Vegetable oil, not motor oil, not gear oil, vegetable oil, because it's for food. Next thing, roof overhang. I see this a lot. I see houses that are built with no overhang. Class, if you're going to build a house or if you're going to buy one, a used house, get one that has an overhang. Of minimum would be 12 inches of the roof overhanging the walls on all four sides, front, back, left, right. 24 inches would be better. That'd be considered the maximum overhang that many people would consider. 18 inches is the common amount. And what that does is, as the rain drips off the edge of the roof or the gutters, it's 18 inches away from the, let's say 18 inches as a common size, away from the windows. So the windows last longer. And the walls last longer, the exterior walls. And the foundation lasts longer. So if you have a slab, the water just doesn't sit against the foundation or the slab and sink. So those are all good things to do. Kathy, any comments?
You know, brilliant, Vince. I couldn't improve on it any better. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. We were talking about warranties and things that have pretty good warranties. So, class, if you have a lock set, you know, entry lock set or an interior door lock set, and it's made by Quick Set or by Schlage, maybe even some other companies, I don't know about that, but it may have a lifetime guarantee. And 19 years into this house, you know, we have some doors that we use a lot, like the side door, the back door, don't use the front door at all. We have several doors that lead to the exterior. And there's a part called the throw dead latch. That's that slanted part that goes against the striker plate and gets pushed in as you close the door, and then it comes back out and keeps the door from opening until you turn the knob again. Well, that part broke on one of our Schlage lock sets for the exterior. And so I called him up and I said, just need that. And the gal said, well, you know what? Why don't we just send you the whole thing? I said, that sounds great to me. So in the mail, it took like 3 weeks, but it was free. And I got the parts I needed. I replaced it, and it works great. Then another one broke, but not Schlage this time, Quick Set. So I'm going to call Quick Set and see what they'd like to do. Now, I'm not trying to get free lock sets. I just need the one part that broke. But isn't it nice if you can get a replacement and keep the same doorknob and the same everything, except replace, you know, the dead latch, if that's the only part that broke? Wouldn't that be nice? Because what we have in our house is all the locks are key. Most of the locks are keyed the same. So I really don't want a new lock set with a new key. I really don't want that. Because I don't want to add another key to the key ring. So all I want is that dead latch part that broke. So that's something you can do. Quickset and Schlage, two pretty good companies. I think Schlage makes a better quality, at least in my opinion they do. But either one is okay for the home. And my dad was a principal, as you know, of a school, and all the lock sets that were in his buildings were Schlage, and he really liked them because they didn't give him any problems. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, talking about a couple of good companies, I know you talked about the different faucets that were good, but we had a Bun coffee maker, and I want to say that they treated us very well. It stopped working, and it was about 4 years old, and I called them and gave them the model number, and they sent us a new one, no questions asked. Just, okay, you know, we'll send you a new one.
Yeah.
It's under warranty, but at least they honored it, which is getting more and more rare right now.
Yeah, and, let's hope that Rubbermaid, that company, does not get into the coffee maker business, because they would tell you, we're not going to send you a new one. And why do I know this? Because I bought five boxes of Rubbermaid food storage containers. And I think Kathy has the same ones. They sold them at Sam's Club. They were about on sale. They were $9.99, I believe, several years ago. And they say freezer safe. I'm not sure what that means. And microwave safe. I'm not sure what that means. But I don't put plastic anything in a microwave oven. I don't do that. Because I know that the plastic will volatilize and it'll get into the food, so we don't do that. But I did put spaghetti sauce that I've made. You know, I'll make a large amount and then I'll put that into food storage containers, let's say 2 cups, and put it in the freezer. And it works great, unless you drop one. And then freezer safe doesn't mean it's not going to break. I'm not sure what freezer safe means. But Rubbermaid, not too much fun dealing with those guys. And I'll tell you when we come back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Pinelli.
Yeah, Rubbermaid. It's not the same as Tupperware. That is for sure. So, freezer safe doesn't mean you can drop it. And what happens is if you drop it when it's cold, it seems to shatter or crack. And there's no warning, like, don't you be dropping these. So I called them up, and I was really disappointed because we've dropped things out of the freezer for years, decades, and haven't had these problems. But this is a really substandard product in my point of view. So 50 pieces, you know, lids, cups, and $10. And so Rubbermaid put me through 15, 20 minutes on the phone. They wanted to know the numbers on the bottom, had to get a magnifying glass, read each one. And he finally said, okay, hold on. We'll have to talk to a supervisor. The guy came back and said, we can only replace four of the six. They're cracked. I said, really? They're 20 cents a piece. $10, 50 pieces, that's 20 cents. No, only can do four. It's okay. I only wanted the bottoms. I didn't need the lids, just the bottoms. But they can't send them that way. They can only send them with the lids. And so we got the box, and it was a pretty big box. It would hold six, and it had four of them in it, and packing to displace the two extras that this box would hold. I can't get over this company. They wanted receipts. They wanted, you know, I had all the numbers. I could prove it on the phone by reading them all these numbers imprinted in the product. But it's not the same as Bun. It's not the same as Schlage. It's not the same as, you know, companies that we like dealing with. I don't like being put through the meat grinder for having to call them about a product that's just not up to snuff. Kathy?
Yeah, I have some of those containers where the handles are broken off and they're cracked because they hit the floor.
Yeah. So it's not just me. You know, class, I can guarantee you that if you have a product that didn't seem to operate properly, seemed to fail prematurely, broke, it's not just you. It isn't. You go to Facebook Marketplace and look up refrigerators or dishwashers or washing machines, and you'll find that pretty much everyone that's there for sale says works great, except the lid won't open, lid locks, or it works great, except it leaks on the floor. Or it works great, except the freezer gets cold and then warms and gets... They're all broken. And what's happening now is people are trying to use Facebook Marketplace to get rid of their appliances that have only lasted 3, 4, or 5 years because they know if they have to have them hauled away, it's going to cost them $100 or more to dispose of them. So that's why they're appearing on Facebook Marketplace, because they're broken. They're lousy. Kathy, have you seen any of this?
You know, Vince, I've seen it, and I've heard people more and more. I've been telling people, you know, don't buy new if you don't have to. Repair what you have. Please keep it. And some people understand, and other people, they just look at you like, no, I want the new shiny one, or it's old, and it's going to cost me more. But I don't think in the long run it's going to. I think you're going to have a better product if you hang on to the old one.
Right. So, Kathy, here's something really important that you sent me a link to. Stove glass front doors exploding.
Yeah.
Want to tell us about that?
Yeah. And, you know, Vince, I thought it was just recent, but it's been happening. I would say about five years or so. It seems to go in kind of a like cycles. But what they do is, like, some people are not using their oven at all, and they're just in another room. Some people have gotten cut by the glass. Not bad, because it's tempered glass, but they're just exploding. Now, some people said they were using their self-clean feature, which obviously is really hot. But the theory is they had a man that was analyzing that, and he said they changed the tempered glass. It used to be, it's called, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Vince, you might know. It's called borosilicate. Silicate, I'm sorry. Something like that. I couldn't find the spelling on what he was saying, because I couldn't really hear him that well. But he said that it's not as durable. And what's happening is, like, if there's a little bit of maybe somebody slams the door, they bump it, there might be a slight crack or a chip in it, it'll just literally just glass will just go all over. And unfortunately, a lot of the companies were not honoring it. Some of the companies, it was a Frigidaire, Whirlpool, GE, those were some of the Kenmore brands, and it seemed to be certain lot numbers, but I think it was because they were buying their glass from the same source, and that's why they were having that issue. So, you know, Vince, it was the newer ones. It wasn't any of the older ones. So I don't know. They said a couple comments, like they said, well, you probably did something. And one lady, I watched the interview, she said, I just got it yesterday. And I was in the living room. I haven't even turned it on yet. So they don't know if it's like, if it gets bumped or it's just substandard glass. I don't know if you have a theory on that, Ben.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.